Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those little DNB details that can make a whole edit feel way more finished. An Urban Echo Jungle 808 tail. We're going to take a short 808 hit, stretch the tail into something wider and more atmospheric, and place it in the arrangement so it supports the groove instead of muddying the low end. This is especially useful in jungle, rollers, darker bass music, and modern neuro-influenced edits. A good 808 tail can answer the drums, fill the gaps between break chops, add tension before a drop, and give your track that city tunnel, echo alley kind of character. So the goal is not just making the sound longer. The goal is making it intentional. Let's start with the source sound. Choose a clean 808 sample or a short bass hit and load it into Simpler on a new track. If needed, switch Simpler to classic mode and use one-shot playback so the hit behaves like a proper bass accent. Trim the start so the transient is clean. You want a sample with a strong attack and a tail you can shape. If the source is already muddy, the processing is just going to make that mess bigger. A good starting point is something around a third of a second to a little over a second long. If you're working in MIDI, just write one note first. That's often enough in DNB. One well-placed note can hit harder than a busy pattern when the sound design and arrangement are right. Now let's clean up the low end before we widen anything. This is a big one in drum and bass. Add EQ 8 after Simpler. High pass below about 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the sound feels boxy or cloudy, try a small cut somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. You're usually only looking for a couple of dB, not a giant scoop. At this stage, keep the low end focused and controlled. In DNB, stereo sub can get messy fast, especially in clubs and on mono systems. If you have utility on the track, keep the sound basically centered for now. The rule here is simple. Widen the tail, not the sub. Next, shape the transient and the tail. In Simpler, set the attack very short, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then adjust decay and release depending on the sample. If the tail is too long, shorten the release. If it feels too chopped off, give it a bit more. A lot of the time, when a tail feels wrong in the track, it's actually just a release time issue, not an arrangement issue. Think of the front of the sound as the drum accent and the tail as the atmosphere. That contrast is what gives you that urban echo feel. If the hit is too soft, sharpen it. If it feels too pad-like, tighten it up. For edits, the transient should land with confidence and the tail should bloom into the empty space after it. Now for the fun part. Echo. Add echo after EQ 8. Start simple. Try a time of 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, feedback around 15 to 35%, and dry slash wet somewhere in the 10 to 30% range. Then filter the delay so the echoes aren't eating your low end. A low cut around 120 to 250 Hz is a good place to begin, and you can roll off the top around 6 to 10 kHz if you want a darker feel. This is not about slathering the whole mix in delay. It's about extending the tail so it feels like reflections bouncing through a tunnel or alleyway. Keep the first repeat clean. If the first repeat sounds messy, the rest of the chain probably will too. That first bounce tells you a lot. Now we're going to make the tail wide, but only the upper part of it. That's the key. If you want to begin a friendly way to do this, split the sound into two parts. One chain is the centered body. The other chain is the widened tail. On the body chain, keep the low end mostly mono and clean. On the tail chain, put EQ 8 or auto filter first and remove most of the sub before the widening effects. Then add echo, maybe reverb if you want a little extra space, and utility with the widths turned up. Start around 130 to 170% on the tail chain, and if it gets facey, pull it back. If the sound gets hollow in mono, that's your sign to simplify. Always check your mix in mono. Soloed, a widened tail can sound huge, but in the track it still needs to survive with the drums running. In DNB, trust the track over the solo button. Now add a little grit. Insert saturator after the echo, or on the widened tail chain. Start with just 1 to 6 dB of drive, and use soft clip if needed. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're just giving it more presence, and a bit of attitude so it cuts through dense drums and busy breaks. If it starts turning into fuzz soup, back off the drive and lower the wet signal instead. Now place it in the arrangement. This is where the sound becomes musical instead of just interesting. In a jungle or DNB edit, a tail often works best at the end of a phrase, after a snare fill, under a vocal stab, or right before a drop switch up. A simple arrangement idea could be this. The break and kick snare pattern run across bar 1, then an 808 hit lands near the end of bar 2, and the tail blooms through the gap into bar 3. that gives you a call and response effect with the drums. The transient lands on the grid, and the tail lives in the space after the hit. If it starts stepping on the next kick or snare, cut it earlier. Bass is part of the groove. Now let's make it move a little. Automation is where these tails stop sounding static. You don't need to automate everything. In fact, one or two good moves is usually enough. Try automating echo feedback so it rises a little at the end of a phrase. Or automate the dry slash wet so the tail gets a bit more obvious during a transition. You can also open the filter slightly on the last repeat, before a drop, or push utility width wider on the final hit of an 8-bar section. Small moves like that create energy without clutter. A useful trick in jungle and rollers is to let the tail swell only in the last two bars of a phrase. That way it feels like a transition accent instead of a permanent wash. You're giving the listener a cue that something is about to change. If the tail starts fighting the kick or snare, don't panic. Duck it a little. You can use compressor with sidechain from the kick or snare, with a low ratio and only a small amount of gain reduction. Even 1 to 3 dB can make a big difference. If sidechain feels like too much, just draw volume automation and pull the tail down slightly on the drum hits. Simple and effective. Once the tail sounds right, consider committing it to auto. Freeze and flatten, resemble it, or consolidate the region. This is a really useful workflow in DNB, because once you turn a sound design idea into auto, you can edit it fast. Slice it, reverse it, shift it earlier, duplicate it, or use it as a transition element later in the track. A lot of good DNB editing is just turning one solid sound into a reusable piece of arrangement material. Here are a few things to watch out for. Don't widen the sub too much. Don't overdo echo feedback. Don't let the tail fight the snare. Don't oversaturate it. And don't forget that the tail's job is usually to act like a transition accent, not a continuous layer sitting under everything. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, keep the tail shorter and more aggressive. Sometimes a tight, percussive tail works better than a long ambient one. You can even try a little redux before the echo for a rougher edge, or use a gentler filter to darken the highs so the tail feels like it's being absorbed by the room. For arrangement, think in phrases. Put the tail at the end of a 4-bar sentence. Use it to answer a break chop. Move it one beat earlier or later in a duplicate section to create variation. Or use it right before a mute so the silence after it feels huge. In DNB, that kind of punctuation can make the drop or switch feel much bigger without adding more notes. Here's a good beginner practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same 808 tail. Make one clean and centered. Make one wider and more atmospheric. Make one gritty and heavier with saturation and sidechain ducking. Then arrange all 3 at the end of a 2-bar loop with drums and a break chop. Listen to which version works best as a pre-drop tail, which one works as a fill, and which one works as a response to a vocal chop or a ride pattern. If you want to push it further, automate the echo feedback so only the last tail in the phrase gets bigger. That's a small move, but it teaches you a lot about energy in DNB. So the big takeaway is this. Keep the 808 body controlled, keep the tail expressive, widen the tail not the sub, and place it with intention. Use Ableton's stock tools like Simpler, EQ8, Echo Utility, Saturator, Auto Filter and Compressor to shape it, and always check how it sits with the drums, because in DNB, the track comes first. If you can make one 808 tail feel wide, clean, and intentional, you can reuse that technique in jungle edits, rollers, darker drop sections, and tension-building transitions. That's a super useful skill, and once you hear it working, you'll start hearing where these little echo tails can level up almost any edit.